Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Amen, amen. And we're looking at Matthew chapter 16, and we'll find these words. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen, amen. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. So this morning we're talking about temporary stuff. Amen. Temporary stuff. Can everybody say temporary stuff? Just one more time. Amen. You may be seated as we talk about temporary stuff. This is a reality. Amen. That is overlooked, that we must recognize and focus on and remember. And that is as it relates to the reality of temporary stuff. Amen. Too often we get stuck on the here and now instead of the there and then. Amen. And we find ourselves fooling with temporary things. Amen. We find ourselves involved with tangible stuff. We become preoccupied with temporary stuff. Amen. When we think about temporary stuff, the problem with temporary stuff is that it does not last in its existence. Temporary stuff. Amen. And we, if we're not careful, we will prioritize the temporary over the permanent and the eternal. If we are not careful, unintentionally, we will do it. It happens in life when it comes to spiritual things. As parents, as people, if we're not careful, we make that mistake. We'll make our children go to school, but ask them if they want to go to Sunday school. Amen. Because we know that school is so important that it's not an option. You will go to school if you live in this house. And practically every one of our children right now is either in school or has finished school, because you thought it was important. But we will ask them if they want to go to church. We will ask them about spiritual matters. And it's as if we believe or are convinced, at least by our behavior, that the temporary is more important than the eternal. And we do it in life with our children. We do it with Christmas. We value Christmas over Christ. As a matter of fact, as far as we're concerned, we can have Christmas and without Christ. Many people, as we live in life, have expressed an interest, and they just X Christ out and leave the mask on the end, the mask, which is really what it is. But and it is as if we are saying that that which is temporary is far more important than that which is eternal. Amen. We have to be careful as we look at temporary stuff. And Jesus here now is trying to get his disciples ready for his departure. He is now concluding his Galilean ministry, and he now turns his attention to the cross. But before he get out of here, he wants to make sure that they understand the foundation of this whole following. That is that he is the one that everything is built on. It's not built on Peter, but it's built on Jesus. And he says, he asked Peter, he says, you know, you need to know. And Peter concluded in verse 16 of chapter 16, "Who am I? Thou art the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. You are the Christ. You are the Son of not the dead God." Amen. "But your daddy is alive and well. And he is eternal. He is one that is permanent. He is the living God." How many of y'all know that's the one we serve? That's why we ought to be lively. Amen. Amen. Everything dead ought to be in the cemetery. Amen. But if you're alive and well, then somebody say, if you got good religion. Amen. I don't know why they wrote that. I guess it was in a dead church. But he said, you ought to show some, you ought to express it. Amen. You ought to show it. It ought to show up somewhere in your being. That means if you got good religion. Amen. Then you ought to show some sign. He said, "You blessed art thou, Simon. Bless Barjona." Amen. "The flesh and blood has not revealed that unto you, but my Father in heaven. And that is the rock that I'm going to build the church on." But before I get out of here, I want you to understand. He says that if anybody want to be one of my disciples, they must pick up their cross. In verse 24, amen. If any man, any woman, any boy, any girl, anybody, amen. If any man will come after me, then let him take up his cross. Amen. We brag about Jesus' cross. Ask your neighbor, where's your cross? Amen. He says that we're supposed to have a cross. Amen. We are supposed to have died to ourselves, gotten on our crosses, sacrificed our way, sacrificed our will, and decided that I'm going to follow Jesus. Amen. I got to get my cross. Paul's had one, didn't he? In Galatians 2:20, he says, "I am crucified with Christ." Amen. Everybody want Christ to die, but they want to keep living. Amen. Paul says, I've got to die too. Where is your ashen neighbor? Where is your cross? I'm looking for your cross. What did you do? Amen. Amen. God can't live until you die. And he says, you must deny you. In verse 24, you must deny yourself. Take up your cross. Amen. We all got an assignment. What's your assignment? Amen. We all got a purpose. We all got an assignment. And that's what we ought to really be focused on, our assignment. I don't know what your assignment is. I wrestle with my own assignment. I think I quit about every week. Amen. Amen. But I'm wrestling with my own assignment. But he says, take up your cross. Take it up. You won't take it. Take it. Take your cross. You got a personal cross. Take up your cross and follow me. I went to the cross and I died because that was my assignment. Now, each one of you has an assignment. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You need to carry out your assignment. Take up your cross and follow me. And as I think about that, if you're going to take up that cross, I think about the fact that I think about us. I think about the fact that we have, amen, our bodies. We have a container, but then there is the content. Amen. There is the content, and then there is the Christ. The container, the content, in the Christ. I'm borderline. I see Jesus on this, but this is the way I've given it. It'll come full circle if I take my time, but I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm trying to get to this meeting, but I want us to understand that Jesus says that in verse 25, whosoever save his life will lose it. A lot of folk, they say, I'm not going to carry out my assignment. Amen. I'm going to carry out what I want to do. I'm not taking up no cross. I'm still going to call myself a Christian, though, but I'm not doing what the master said do. I got my own agenda. Amen. I'm not going to take up no cross. I don't want to do what he told me to do. He wanted me to do something I didn't want to do, so I'm not doing it. I don't want to take up my cross. He said, okay, if you keep your life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose it, you'll keep it. That don't make sense, does it? Amen. That if you go, amen. If you save it, you'll lose it. But if you lose it, you'll keep it. Amen. I preached a sermon a long time ago called Finders, Weepers, Losers, Keepers. Amen. And the thing of the matter is that if you keep your life, you're going to lose it. But God has an assignment for every boy, every girl, every man, every woman on these pews. God has an assignment. As long as there's breath in your body, there's work for you to do. Amen. God has something for you and I to do. He says in verse number 26, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Have you ever thought about that? What benefit is it if a man gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Amen. Amen. People are in the business, amen, of trying to gain the world. Amen. This world system. Amen. How this world is ran. Amen. This world has a lot to offer. And Jesus says one of the reasons why people won't follow me, because they're busy getting some of this world. They're busy climbing the corporate ladder. They're busy trying to get ahead. They're busy trying to make a name for themselves. They busy trying to have a status symbol in society, filled with positions, filled with possessions, filled with power. They busy looking for pleasure. Amen. That's what they're busy looking for. They're busy trying to do the things that that they want to do. Amen. Amen. And Jesus said, you won't do what I want to do because you're trying to do what you want to do. But I want to ask you a question. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Amen. Amen. I'm talking about the whole wide world. What does it profit you? You want to gain the world. You want to own the world. You want to get all the world has to offer. You want Austin, Texas, California added in, and you want to do, amen, China and all the seven continents, and you want the contents on the continents, and amen, you want all the creature comforts of life. What does it profit a man to get everything in life? Amen, amen, amen. What do you want out of life, by the way? Amen. A lot of folk, amen, I want to be well known. Amen. I want to get everything I want out of life. Amen. I want the whole world. I want the best position. I want the power. I want it all. I want everything in this world. Jesus said, well, what good would it do you to gain the whole world? Amen. The problem is you got your priorities mixed up. He said, what profit does a man have? Amen. Because he gained the whole world and he lose his own soul. Amen. 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 A lot of people are busy missing church, doing other things. Amen. Other things are more important than God. Amen. I'm busy. Amen. Putting in overtime, that's more important than God. Amen. I'm trying to gain the world. I'm trying to be somebody. I'm busy getting my degree on the wall. I'm busy trying to get that promotion. I'm busy trying to go up. Amen. I want to be somebody. I want to be somebody. And there's nothing wrong with not being apathetic, but the truth of the matter is that you just can't get your priorities mixed up. Amen. That's what happens, is we get our priorities mixed up and we get involved with the wrong things. He says, what does it profit a man to get the whole world? You won't do what I want you to do. There's something I want you to do. You don't want to do that. But you're busy trying to chase the world, trying to become popular. You're looking for popularity and power and fame and fortune and fun. You're trying to find it. Amen. You want the world. You want a piece of the world, don't you? You say, I want to invest my time in this old world. Amen. But Jesus said, you won't do what I want you to do. I want you to be a Christian. I want you to take up your cross. I got another assignment for you. I've got work I want done. And he said, but I want you to know before I get out of here, if anybody, amen, if any man decide to follow me, he must carry a cross. You got to be doing something. You cannot just come sit on pews. God says there's something you can be. There's too much work to be done for you to sit on the pew. God says, I've got work for you to do. But you're in love with the world. You're in love with things. You're in love with what the world brings to the table. And you ain't got... He's got your attention and you're busy trying to serve the world, but you can't serve the world and serve me. I'm calling you out. It's me. I'm not for everybody. Amen. Everybody don't want to be. And I'm not. And if it's not for you, it's not for you. You may choose to just go on to hell, but I'm just saying, but if that's what you choose, that ain't what he wants. I mean, if you choose to go to hell, that's your choice. I mean, if that's what you want to go, that's fine. Jesus ain't twisting nobody's arm to follow him. He ain't making, ain't breathing down nobody's neck. It's a choice. You got to give it up. You got to give up what the world, that temptation to follow the world and to get pleasure out of the world. And you... And to have the fun. I'm calling for somebody who wants to be totally separate. Amen. I'm looking for somebody. And that's why somebody wrote that song. I have decided to follow Jesus. Because it's a decision. I have decided. And they said no turning back. They're not turning around. Have you turned around? He says that no man. The truth is. Let me get on out of here. The truth is. He says that. What benefit is it if you do that? If you gain the whole world, and then you lose your soul. You see, your soul, if you got to do the math, you got to do the comparison. You got the world, and then you got your soul. And you have to decide which one is more important. Jesus said, now, if you save your life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose it, you're going to save it. Have you been investing your life for the Lord? Or have you been investing your life in for you? Did you reach? Did you get your? Amen. Hey, what are you doing? What have you been doing? He says, I want to know, you know, are you trying to? He says, if you lose your soul, your soul is the content of the container. This is the container, this glove. But this is the soul. This is the content. And my soul lives inside the glove. I can be more concerned about the glove than I am the soul. I'm more concerned about polishing it up and making it happy and feeding it and beautifying it and trying to make it go as long as it can. I'm going to get good doctoral care and I'm going to rub down the outer. But you see, the fact of the matter is you cannot stay here. I don't care how much you jog. Eat at Central Market 7 days a week. Amen. You don't cut out this and cut out that. That glove ain't going to last. Jesus said, now you're putting all your, you're putting your emphasis on the wrong thing. He said, you need to pull the glove off and recognize that there's a soul that you can't see. I can't see the soul. I only can see the glove. But the soul is directing the glove. It's my mind, will, and emotions. I tell the hand to go down. I rise up to point. Amen. To slap somebody. I can tell it to open the door, to turn on the knob. Amen. It does what I tell it to do. I'm the soul. I run this glove. If something wrong if your soul is not running, if something wrong with your soul ain't running your body, your mind, will, and emotions are in control of what you here today because your soul said go. My mind, will, and emotions. Let me get on. The truth of the matter is, he says, this soul is inside of the glove. The glove is just a temporary part of my existence. I got to get a permanent soul. I got to get a permanent body. My soul now is living in a temporary glove. And Jesus said, now let's just check this out. Amen. One part is permanent and the other part is temporary. And you more concerned about temporary stuff. Positions, titles, fame, fortune. Amen. We're guilty of it, aren't we? Even folk in the church are guilty of it. We're guilty of it even after we get saved. There's that struggle to not to spend so much on the flesh. But Jesus says, what I want you to do is I'm wanting you to make a sacrifice. I want you to make a sacrifice. Jesus says, it don't profit you anything to gain the whole world and lose your soul, because your soul is more important. Your soul is permanent and the world is temporary. Everything in the world is going to pass away. Everything in the world is going to go off the scene. Amen. Any position you got, you can name the library after you, name the airport after you, name the highways after you, name it all, but you won't be here. Why? Because you are temporary. Amen. But Jesus says, I want you to sign up with me and I want you to do some permanent work. And oh, by the way, I'm going to pay you for what you do. Amen. Amen. I'm going to give you an assignment and then one day I'm going to payday is coming. Amen. I'm going to call you from your body. Amen. To reward. I work for God. Anybody? Amen. I work for God. I don't work for the government. I work for God. Amen. I work for God. You work for God. Every time I tell somebody about the fact that he died on the cross. Amen. I'm working. I'm at work. Amen. I'm at work. Amen. The content is controlling the container. And is using my mouth for me to do the work for the Lord. Amen. It calls for a sacrifice. Amen. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And it's amazing to me, amen, how much people are willing, amen, to pay for temporary stuff. Amen. Amen. They'll sell God out for temporary stuff, to get accepted by temporary groups, fraternities, sororities. Have I got a witness? Ungodly union. Amen. They'll forsake their testimony. Amen. To become a part of a club. Amen. A club that doesn't even do anything eternal. It's just temporary stuff. I wish I had a witness. Amen. To be well known down here by man, that's temporary. To have doctor behind my name down here by man, it's okay, but you just can't make it priority. Temporary. To get my degree on the wall, to be well known in the community, to be, I wish I had a big shot. Amen. Amen. To be the president, to be the senator, to be all of these things. Amen. Amen. In the world. And then it never ceases to amaze me how much people are willing to pay. Amen. For temporary stuff. Amen. 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 I don't want to be all God want me to be. Amen. God is not that important. What's important is temporary stuff. Amen. You may think I'm, amen. But the truth of the matter is, that's what he gave, man. That's what I'm giving to you. He said, you got to watch this temporary stuff. Amen. This stuff is no good. It's not good for you. Amen. This temporary stuff. He says, what profit is it to gain the whole world for temporary stuff? Stuff that's not going to last long. Amen. You say, well, I'm having fun. Well, it ain't going to last. I wish I had it. If it ain't good, clean fun, then it's not good for you. Because Moses says, I chose rather in Hebrews 10:25 to suffer affliction with the people of God. Sound like to me like he was saying, I chose to be the pastor instead of have a lot of fun. Is that what it sounds like to you and me? 11:25, I think. I didn't look it up. He said, Moses chose to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.